Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for holding. How are you?
I'm fine, doctor. I'm going to be precise since it's a condensed questions and answered session, I understand, and not a chit chat. I have two specific questions for you. First of all, I have detaching toenails, and it is not fungus because I have a special from Europe fungus liquid medication that I've been applying, and I don't know if it's attributed to hormonal disbalance, sexual things or whatnot, or diabetes. Can you elaborate on that? And I'm talking about specifically the big toenails on both feet.
My goodness, you have me stumped on that one. I actually do not have a good answer for you for detached toenails if it's not fungus related on both feet.
It's okay.
I am thinking though, and if I can't remember it at the moment, I will maybe have Dr. Wright, when he comes on next time, or Dr. Sherman, get back on the air if you're listening again and pick up where I leave off about this. But there is a Chinese medical doctor that has a book on skin and nail and tongue health, and he does talk about the different meanings of what happens or different possible reasons why things happen to the nails. And so that's where I would be looking, and I just can't.
Chinese medicine. Okay.
Yes,
Second question is tremendous hair loss. Happened after two consecutive CT scans. That's the only event that I can attribute it to.
Okay.
But I'm not sure because of the age or because of whatever reason. And unfortunately, I'm trying to stop it. The latest I bought is Viviscal from Sweden. But I took Biosil. I don't know if you're familiar with that product from Italy.
Right.
Took it for 60 days. The hair stopped falling. But I accidentally or not accidentally read the side effects on the leaflet that was provided, and it states that it produces silica kind of a lining in the stomach, which I cannot afford because I have mucin.
Oh, okay.
And hypothyroidism patients.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm definitely familiar with the product that you talked about. The other thing that I would think of, did you have contrast when you had the CT scan done?
I tried to have it without contrast, but one of them might have been, yes.
Okay. So one of the things, too, that you could do is you could add in N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid. It's a precursor to glutathione, but it helps counter the effects of the contrast agent that's used in the imaging. And that comes in usually around 600 milligrams per capsule. And I'd
what
probably.
What is it called? I'm sorry, I missed the.
Yeah, it's called NAC, or the long name is N-acetylcysteine.
N like Michael or M like. M like Michael or N like Nancy? The first
Nancy,
letter.
Like Nancy.
NAC.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so 600 milligrams per capsule, and I'd probably use three of those a day for a month or so to see if that helps. Sometimes
biotin did not help. I use biotin,
okay.
And every time
okay.
there is a shower clog because of a lot of
oh.
I'm not talking about, usual hair
yeah.
change. It's and my I'm balding on both sides of my head. So.
Okay. The N-acetylcysteine or the NAC, when it's used, it's good to use zinc in conjunction, zinc and copper. And both zinc and copper are also good for hair. And so I would also get a good supplement that has those together, like Carlson's has a zinc-copper combination, and taking one or two of those capsules a day with food, definitely.
Can it be related to osteoporosis?
Pardon me?
Can it be related to osteoporosis?
The hair loss?
Uh-huh.
Well, I would say that there is a correlation, and I say that because both can be caused by similar things, low absorption of nutrients, low stomach acid, and similar nutrients are going to help the hair that would help the bones.
And would you recommend to be doing it at the time where I have to take Flosamax? or not to do it? One will contradict the other?
No, you can still use it.
You can still use the amino acids.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Thank you so much, doctor.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.